The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to the Class 2A Substate that will be hosted at Jefferson County North. But in the quarterfinal round tonight, it is the boys' game from Valley Falls, Kansas, as the Dragons play host to conference opponent Oskaloosa. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer and all-around take-care-of-whatever-needs-taken-care-of guy. Joseph, good to have you there. Tom counts with you courtside, and these two teams, it's the end of the season. It is postseason. They played each other not once, but twice. In fact, they started off the year playing one another, and one of the teams is going to end their year playing one another. Way back on the 1st of December, Valley Falls won here in Valley Falls 66-60. Then these two teams tangled again a little later on the 30th of January. It was a 61-56 Oskaloosa win. We're taking a break. We'll be back right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire expert at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Hey, welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where tonight's game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of Care Radio and the KSHSAA. We mentioned these two teams have met twice. They've split the two games. Home team has won each time. This one, round one here in Valley Falls and the starters for the ball game this evening. First of all, for the visitors from Oskaloosa coming into the ball game tonight, the number six seed in the sub-state at 10-9 under head coach Jeremy Rockhold. Oskaloosa is going to be starting junior Trenton Van Houten, Coy Perry, Josh Rowe, Brody Wright, Gunnar Rockhold, all four seniors. For Valley Falls, under head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, his assistant Rodney Watson. Valley coming in the number three seed. They are 13-6, and they're going to be starting Hayden Kearney and Damian Cervantes, Colin Kearney, Flint Seymour, and Zach Evans. Zach's the only senior. Hayden is a junior, a couple of sophomores, and freshman Damian Cervantes. And we're set to go. This is going to be a great one as the ball goes up the tip of the way, and it is being battled for. Where they're going to save it? It'll be Valley Falls coming up with the basketball. Dragons in the home whites with gold and black. Running shot, baseline, up, no good. Offensive board, up and into the left hand. Putting it in, Colin Kearney, 2-0. Valley Falls with the very early lead. 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa in the traveling bright red uniforms. Here's a three from the left side. Rims around, no good. Rebounding it down. Here comes Oskaloosa. Josh Rowe coming up with the basketball. He'll bring it all the way up the floor. Kick it out on top to Hayden. Kearney to the left-hand dribble. Dumps it back over to the left elbow. Back out on top between the circles to Kearney. And we get a foul. We must have, or did they have just a kick of the basketball? It's going to come in to Valley Falls down at the baseline. 7:11 to go in the opening quarter, 2-0 Valley. Inbound, it comes off the left block. The shot falling away is up and too strong. Oskaloosa's Josh Rowe will rebound it down, start to bring it up the court, then lays it behind him to Coy Perry. A minute into the ball game, 2-0. Valley Falls in front. 2A boys sub-state quarterfinal game. Out top of it, it's going to be Trenton Van Houten. Gets it to Nick Bradshaw. We've seen both of these teams a number of times this year, not only against one another. Now the ball, a cross-court pass, is going to be stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Damian Cervantes. Damian sporting the 13 tonight. Spins into the lane, counterclockwise, underhand. Layup is up and too strong. Rebounding it is Oskaloosa. Van Houten gets it away. Lead pass. It's up, and they're going to wave it off and call a travel. On the fast break down the floor, picking up the dribble a little too quickly, Nick is going to be calling for the travel, and it is still a 2-0 Valley Falls lead. Now 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. We'll have our first substitution, pardon me, of the ball game. Richie Rockhold is going to come into the game for Oskaloosa. And Valley is back on offense. He'll dish it over to the left side. Going to be Zach. He'll cut into the lane. There's a little head fake. The shot is up. In and out. No good. Rebound Oskaloosa. Josh Rowe coming out with another defensive board. And Coy Perry again will walk it up. Crosses at the center. Dumps it over to the left side of Van Houten. He will accelerate to the side of the lane. Puts the shot up and in. Trenton Van Houten for the first points of the game for Oskaloosa. And we are tied at 2. 5:50 to go in the first. Great when these two teams have had such a good series. And here's a driving shot off the left side of the lane. It's up and in, and it's going to be a plus one for Colin Kearney. So Colin with a good, strong move down the left side of the lane. Puts the shot up just outside the block. The defender coming in a little bit late. It's going to be a foul on Gunnar Rockhold. His first foul of the game by either team. And an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Colin Kearney. The guy takes his time, left-handed free throw, rattles down. He has all five of the Valley Falls points in the Dragons lead by 3. At 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Up court play and a reach in and a whistle and a foul. This foul is going to be on Colin Kearney, and as quickly as he gets those 5 points, he now has his first foul of the game. It'll be the first Valley Falls foul tonight. And here comes Oskaloosa. Oh, he's just going to square up and put up the long three, and it's going to be wide to the right side. Dragons pull down the rebound. Flint Seymour coming up with a basketball and gets it away to Damian. Cervantes near the scorer's table, way out near midcourt. Kicks it over to the left to Flint. Back down into the lane, cutting into the lane, dishing it back outside. A little sidestep, can't get a shot away. Back it'll come to Zach. Evans will work it around the right side, lob it out on top. Cervantes swings it to the left to Hayden. Kearney. 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Hayden straight into the lane, pulls up from 12, nails it. Hayden Kearney was two. Valley has jumped out now to a 7-2 lead at the 4:50 mark of the opening quarter. Oskaloosa's pass right side, batted away for a moment, but recovered nicely by Gunnar Rockhold. Lobs it on top, straight away three, top of the key, too strong, and the long rebound is on the floor, and Zach is going to pick it up. Here comes Valley Ball. Evans will bring it down the court, shot goes up, no good. Rebounding it back the other way, Oskaloosa, Josh Rowe. Rowe's going to slow it down, get it out on top, gets it there to Nick Bradshaw, dumps it back over to the left side of Van Houten. Oskaloosa on offense, trailing it by five, approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. 4:15 to go on the clock, rolling along. In the background, you can hear head coach Katzmeyer talking to his team. The pass in the middle is going to be knocked away and stolen. Here comes Evans, and here comes Valley Falls back up the floor with the basketball. Zach goes into the lane, has it knocked away, picks it up, spinning and twisting and turning, and it's going to be saved. Up the side, down the left, Oskaloosa, the runner. No! Rebound, Valley Falls. Hayden Kearney will bring it down. Skip it out on top. Cervantes from 15 doesn't get it. Getting the rebound to Oskaloosa. Richie Rockhold brings it down to Van Houten. Kisses it off the window and scores. Trenton Van Houten with four. And it is a 7-4 lead for the Dragons. 3:20 to go, quarter number one. Outside the left block, on the floor one time, twisting and turning, trying to get a shot away, not able to do it, is underneath, and then the shot goes up, count the bucket and a plus one. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Gunnar Rockhold. Looks like it'll be his second foul of the game. Wait for verification on the from the scorer table, and that is what it is. The bucket by Zach Evans, good. And the plus one still coming up. Multiple substitutions entering the game for Coach Jeremy Rockhold and Oskaloosa. Into the game for Oskaloosa, Ashton Glavin on the left side of the lane. Free throw is good. Zach Evans with three. It is now 10-4 at 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls with the lead. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Oski slides around to the right side, seeing above the three-point ring, dumps it out between the circles. Ball's batted around. It's going to be saved again. A little one-handed handle by Coy Perry. Coy goes into the lane, shot deflected, and there was a foul on that deflection of the shot that's going to bring Oskaloosa to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Colin Kearney. He may have to come out of the game as he has now collected his second foul tonight. And that's the strength. A couple of free throws for Coy. His first one will not go in. Second free throw is up and good for Coy. So Perry will pick up his first point of the game. It is 10-5 with 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. Into the game for Oskaloosa now. We're going to get Derek Harvey, a very tall freshman. Dragons with the basketball, swing it over in front of the Oskaloosa bench. Being patient with his possession, 2.5 to go, not pushing anything in the middle, just working the outside. They'll go from deep left corner to the side of the free throw line. Little backdoor pass, running one-handed shot. It's up and in, and another plus one for Zach Evans. So again, Zach hits the shot, finishes the play, draws a foul, picking up his fifth point and a chance at another one. The foul for Oskaloosa is going to be on Brody Wright. Zach stepping up there, looking for another free throw. Valley's been good at the line. That was perfect. That is the third conventional three-point play for Valley Falls. And you can see the officials calling the little fouls here in this one tonight. Here's a runner left out of the lane, and it's up and good. Richie Rocco for two. So it makes it 13-7. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls up a half a dozen with a basketball. Drancing into the lane, spinning, falling away from 13. Another one hit. This one, Hayden Kearney. Valley Falls has been just red hot coming out the gate here tonight, pushing to its largest lead of the evening at 15-7. With a minute 40 to go in the first. They are up 8. Top step with it is going to be Harvey. Passes right. The feet into the lane. The ball's going to be batted away. And trying to steal it back, they'll have an Oskaloosa foul. Things not going well for the Bears right now, as that is going to be Coy Perry picking up his first. And Oskaloosa team foul 4 here in the opening quarter with a minute and a half to go. Hayden's going to walk it up court. Valley's going to pick up at the top of the key in a little player defense. Dragons swing at left side. Clint Seymour goes strong into the lane, and he's going to draw contact and come to the free throw line. We saw Valley Falls just last week, and tell you what, Clint Seymour had a fantastic game. In fact, he was your player of the game. That foul is going to be on Derek Harvey, and Flint looking for and picks up his first point of the game. Valley Falls is 4 of 4 at the line tonight. They've taken a 9-point lead and looking for a double-digit advantage with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. And Seymour's second one is in. So Flint has 2. Valley Falls goes up 10. And we're down to a minute 15 to go in the opening quarter. The ball's going to be batted away and reaching in, trying to come up with a steal. Cervantes will collect his first foul. Damien, foul number 1. Valley Falls team foul 3. So we've seen 8 opening quarter fouls in total so far combined between these two teams. That's quite a few. Here comes Oskaloosa. Driving left. The shot is up and plus one again. They're going to count the bucket. They're going to draw the foul and an opportunity for Ashton Glavin. How about this? This is going to be the 4th. Opening quarter, conventional three-point play opportunity. The bucket and a plus one. 3 of them for Valley Falls. This is the first one for Oskaloosa. The free throw will not go in. Dragons rebound it down. 17-9 with a minute to go. Opening quarter. Valley with a lead and with a basketball. Hayden Kearney falls away from about 13. That shot's way short. And I think he was falling away. He had lost his balance just a little bit as a shot came up. A little bit shy. It's going to go out of bounds. Here comes Oski. 50, 49, 48 seconds left. Quarter number 1. Deep into the right corner. The quick 3 launched and missed. And a rebound down to Hayden Kearney. Valley back up the floor. Cervantes goes left side. Baseline shot. There's a 3 and it belongs to Valley Falls. And knocking it down from deep for the left side is Zach Evans. He's having a big start to the game tonight. 9 points already. 20-9, up by 11, goes Valley Falls, and the shot by Oskaloosa fails. It'll go out of bounds to Valley, and they've got plenty of time to add to this already 11-point lead with 25 seconds left in the opening quarter. Way up top side with it, Hayden Kearney standing both feet in the center circle, just kind of running down a little time. Being defended by Richie Rockhold. Feeds to the free throw line. The kick baseline corner. Out on top. The long 3. Perfect. Wow. What a nice shot, Zach Evans. And the half-court shot that ends the quarter is off the mark, and we're going to get a timeout. It's all Valley Falls in quarter 1. After 1. Dragons 23. Oskaloosa 9.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
Well, with the open quarter in the book, kind of looking back and reflecting on it and going through the numbers, long and short is, kind of whatever Valley Falls wanted to do, they did. And have assumed a 14-point lead at the end of the opening quarter. Scoring for Oskaloosas, led by Trenton Van Houten with four. Richie Rocco, Ashton Glavin, a couple of points apiece, and Coy Perry with one. For Valley Falls, wow, just Zach Evans. That's all I got to say. A dozen points in the first half. Colin Kearney, 5-4 for Hayden, and 2 for Flint Seymour. Valley Falls went 5-5 at the free throw line in the opening quarter, and now we'll get a foul, I think, down at the baseline, or just could have been knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's going to be knocked away out of bounds by Valley Falls. Coach Gassmeyer protests that call a little bit, but to no avail. We'll come back in again to Oskaloosa down to their baseline. 7:50 to go in the half. Oski brings it off on top. Steps into the lane, dumps it off underneath. A head fake or two later, the ball's got to be slapped away and stolen. Evans reaches in, bats it free. Here comes Cervantes, coast to coast, driving shot. Nope. Rebounding it back down. Oskaloosa, baseball pass, other end of the floor. Little head fake, loses his defender, and putting it up and in is going to be Gunner Rockhold, his first two. 23-11, half a minute into quarter number two. Happy to have you with us here for this Class 2A Boys Substate in Valley Falls tonight in the quarterfinal round. The winner of this will go on to meet the winners of the other three quarterfinal games in Winchester. Here's a three. This one won't go. A rare miss by Valley Falls so far tonight. They've hit just about everything they've thrown in the air. Here's a runner on the other end. The shot is up, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Let our official make his way over to the scorer's table. We will see against whom it's going to be called. It'll be on Zach Evans. Now for Zach, a little trouble. It'll be his second foul. So both Zach Evans and Colin Kearney for Valley Falls have a couple of fouls apiece. The first free throw all the way around, and it kicks out. No good for Ashton Glavin. Out of the game will come Josh Rowe for Oskaloosa, and checking in is going to be Hunter Miller. Second free throw, no good either. So Hunter Miller comes in. Coach Rockhold utilizing his bench, trying to find a combination that's going to work. Flint Seymour's shot deflected away. Rebounding it down is going to be Oskaloosa, coast to coast. Driving shot is up, no good. Rebounding it back down is Valley Falls. Not a lot of offense in the traditional classic sense. Here's a running three on the other end, and Hayden Kearney throws it down. He's got 7. What we're seeing are teams going up and down the court, taking a shot. Not running offense. We're not seeing a lot of ball movement or anything like this. Driving in, shot is up, and that one's good. And the bucket by Nick Brad, shot for Oskaloosa. His first points tonight, 26-13. We're 6-10 to go in the first half. Bounding back down with the basketball. Skip pass outside the block. The kick across. Flint has it knocked out of his hands. It's on the floor, and Oskaloosa's coming up with a steal. Up the court. Down the left side. It's going to go for Oskaloosa. Nick Bradshaw feeds it over to the left edge. Brings it back out on top to Gunner. Now to Trenton Van Houten. So Oskaloosa is slowing it down a little bit on this possession. Gunner will go into the lane. Can't get the 12-footer away. Now we'll get it back. Puts it up with the left hand and scores it. That was a nice job. Rockhold with 4. 26-15. And as Oskaloosa has battled back to within 11, Coach Gansmeyer taking a timeout. Joseph, we'll take a break with him. What do you say? We're at 5:36 to go in the opening half here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Dragons 26, Bears 15.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Lots of other games going on around the area that are immediately a part of this Class 2A substate. Guys, games going on tonight. Morehill Mount Academy is at home hosting Pleasant Ridge. Jefferson County North is in Winchester. They have Paravel Latin School out of Topeka coming to town. You've got Horton at home with Riverside out of Wafina, and in this game, the winners of these games will move on and play Friday night at the JCN location. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Benedictine ladies basketball. Here's a nice move to the basketball and a layup from the left side. It's going to be good for Flint Seymour. So Flint picking up the bucket. He's got 4 points. That's his first field goal tonight, and it's 28-15. And a run from the right side is up a good Gunner Rocco. He's quickly picked up 6 second quarter points. 28-17. 4:50 to go in the half. Tomorrow night, we're going to have the Benedictine Lady Ravens hosting Mount Mercy. It's a 7 o'clock ball game from the Nolan Gymnasium in the first round of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Tournament. Here's a 3-point shot. Right side buried by Cervantes. Damian's first point of the game, and every Valley Ball starter has gotten on the board. 31-17, Valley by 14. Starting into the lane, the ball's going to be knocked free and stripped away. Cervantes coming up with the basketball. Damian down the left side, out on top. Cervantes three, buries another one. Back-to-back threes. Damian Cervantes, 34-17. Now, this is the largest lead of the evening for the Dragons, and we are at the four-minute mark of the opening half. Driving to the left side is going to be Gunner. Down to the baseline left. Three-point baseline. Free shot, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Flint Seymour. Here come the Dragons. Valley falls into the forecourt. Hayden Carney down the right side. Comes out on top to Zach. Back in the middle goes to Flint. Now the ball is going to be stripped away and stolen by Gunner Rockhold. Here comes Oskaloosa. Ashton Glavin up the floor. Ashton will dish it over to Trenton Van Houten right side in front of the Valley Falls bench. Nearly travels, but apparently did not. Kicks the ball back out on top. Back and in. No room in the middle, and there's going to be the traveling call. Oskaloosa is going to rotate Bradshaw out for Richie Rockhold as we've gotten down to 3:20 to go in the first half. That's a crowd here tonight. Always hard to gauge during the season. You have fans coming to take in two games, the boys and girls, of course, in the postseason substate time and first round games. They are only one game in the gym, so sometimes the fan numbers are diminished. Now we're going to get an offensive foul against Valley Falls, and Flint Seymour will have his first foul tonight. Valley Falls team foul two at the second quarter. How about this? Oskaloosa picking up 5 opening quarter fouls, have not fouled yet in the second quarter. We're down to 3 minutes to go before halftime. At the free throw line, Gunner goes back door, is pass batted, is loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. Which way is it? It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. .259 to go in the first half. Gunner Rockhold will come out for Josh Rowe. And Oskaloosa, they're going to have to come up with some points. They've been doubled up here tonight. And that inbound pass will come way out on top to Rowe. Josh starts in the middle, loses the handle, has to go to the side of the lane and pick it up, skips it out on top to Trenton. And Houghton looks to the middle, finds just nowhere to go with it, kicks it back over to the right side. The running shot off the window and missing. Valley Falls once again coming up with a rebound. Valley Falls has been good on the glass. They've been good from the perimeter. They've been perfect from the free throw line. They are playing really good basketball right now. Leading it here 34-17. Turnaround shot. That was a hard shot with a defender in his face, and he still throws it in. Hayden Carney, 9 points now. 36-17. This team could easily become a runaway freight train as we're approaching halftime now. The ball's loose on the floor. Nicely saved by Oskaloosa leaning in. We're going to get a foul and free throws for Hunter Miller. So Hunter Miller will come to the free throw line. It is the second foul for Flint Seymour from Valley Falls. And the first free throw, just a little bit short. Hunter Miller, one of this young group of players for Oskaloosa. He is only a sophomore. And before the second free throw, Coach Donkel is going to take a timeout. Joseph, it's a good idea. I think we should join him. Timeout on the court with 2:05 to go. Opening half in Valley Falls. It's all Dragons. Valley Falls 36, Oskaloosa 17.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Well, we talked about the other games going on around the 2A substate tonight, the JCN substate. Winners from last night that we will be watching play and broadcasting for you here on Care Radio on Thursday evening. Riverside wins it, and they are going to be up against Pleasant Ridge. And then the other game, it will be Jefferson County North and MHMA. So Riverside, Pleasant Ridge will be game one. MHMA, JCN will be the 7 o'clock game. Second free throw kicks in. So Hunter Miller with his first point of the game. It is 36-18. And we're now less than 2 minutes to play in the half. Valley Falls looking left, and finally they have to come way up top side. Cervantes skip pass outside, back on top, and Oskaloosa has abandoned the player defense, I think, and kind of got a little bit more of a zone. And good defense out on top by Trenton Van Houten forces a turnover. So Oskaloosa is going to have it back in play, putting it in between the scorers table and head coach Rockhold. Here come the Bears over to the right side with a minute and a half to go in the half. Way out of top, Coy. Perry, thinking about the long shot, steps inside, drives to the free throw line, has no room, jumps it back to the left, and as he drives in, Josh Rowe is going to be fouled, and he will come to the line with a chance at his first points tonight. Are they going to say, he was not shooting, so no free throws. It will be the third foul, though, on Flint Seymour. All of them have come here in the second quarter, so old Flint's going to pull up his seat. And into the Valley Falls lineup returns Colin Kearney. Bears bring it in with a minute 15 left first half. Left side of the lane just outside the block. The shot misses. Rebound. Zach brings it down. One-on-one. Stops. Pop scores. Zach Evans just drove off his defender. Pulled up from about 8. Picks up his 14 points of the game. And it's 38-18. Dragons is now up 20. As we're a minute left in the half. Oskaloosa way out top with Miller. Here's a baseline three. Coming up short. Nice offensive board. And the follow off the window and good. Van Houten has a half a dozen. 38-20. About a half a minute to go in the first half now. This game's moved along very briskly. Not a lot of timeouts. A few free throws. Here's a runner from the left side. Dances on the rim, and it'll go in. Colin Kearney with 7. 40-20. For the second time, a 20-point lead. Valley Falls making a little statement here tonight. Here's a 3. It's very short. Rebound Valley. They'll bring it up the court with 1 second. The shot at the buzzer. It's not out of his hand. Good call by the official, and it's halftime in Valley Falls. We'll be back and summarize for you how that opening half transpired as the teams are headed for the locker room. It is Dragons 40, Oskaloosa 20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Recapping the scoring from the opening half in this one, Oskaloosa is led by both Trenton Van Houten and Gunnar Rockhold, each with six. It falls into Nick Bradshaw, Richie Rockhold, and Ashton Glavin with two apiece, and Coy Perry and Hunter Miller each have one. For Valley Falls, what a half for Zach Evans. 14 points at intermission, 9 in the first half for Hayden Kearney. Colin Kearney had 7. Damien, how about him? Damien Cervantes with 6. Flint Seymour with 4. All of the Valley Falls scoring has come from its 5 starters tonight. Fouls? Well, for Oskaloosa, no big deal. Gunnar Rockhold has 2. No one else with more than 1. But for Valley Falls, you got Flint Seymour. He is suffering now with 3 personal fouls. All of them came in the second quarter. Zach Evans, Colin Kearney, each with 2. Going to try to get a few scores from the other sub-state games going on around this JCN sub-state. We'll see if we can get those to you. And we'll, of course, be back very shortly to bring in the second half of this one live. But in the meantime, taking a bit of a break. It's intermission here in Valley Falls, Kansas. We'll be back to bring in the second half live. But right now with that halftime score, Valley Falls 40, Oskaloosa 20. We're taking it back to our man Joseph at a Care Sports Studio where he's got the Tuesday night magic halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to tell you about the upcoming sports events right here at 93.7. Tomorrow night we're going to have Benedictine Women Basketball as they will be playing against Mount Mercy. Thursday we'll have Girls Substate Semifinals from JCN with games starting at 5:30 and 7. Friday, it still looks like it's the 6 o'clock tips for JC and boys sub-state semifinals. I will keep you posted if those times have changed. Saturday, we'll have JC and sub-state championship games, two games. Those times will be announced during the day. We're going to take a real quick break and look around the area and see what scores I have.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, it is busy across the area. However, it's not particularly busy on the Twitterverse or Facebook. I do have a couple of scores to share with you. At the second, or at the half, I'm sorry, it is Hiawatha Ladies 26 over Sabetha Ladies 10. I have a final in the Valley Heights Lincoln game. It was Valley Heights 38, Lincoln 34. So that means Valley Heights Mustangs are continuing on into a championship play. In the half, in the Jackson Heights Mission Valley boys game, Mission Valley is at 26, Jackson Heights 21. And in this game, we've got Valley Falls leading Oskaloosa 2-1, 40-20. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast. Oh, come on. There we go.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory continues until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows level off around 16 tonight under overcast skies with a chance for rain mixing with and changing to snow. Winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 42 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies tomorrow night 24. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 30 degrees in Atchison right now. It feels like 15 out there. Winds out of the north-northwest at 26 miles per hour. Relative humidity 56%. Dew point 16 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure holding steady at 29.70 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
As we return to Valley Falls, welcome back, everybody. Joseph, the man in the studio. That was the guy taking care of us at the intermission. Joseph, many thanks. Let's do it again tomorrow night, and the next night, and the next night, and the next night. What do you say? Six consecutive nights of basketball here on Q Radio. If it gets any better than that, I don't even know how. Quickly, right out of the gate in the second half, a layup on the inbound play is going to be up and good. And Colin Kearney picks up his ninth point. It is a 42-20 lead for Valley Falls. We are 10 seconds into the second half, and Oskaloosa coming down the court, palms it over, turns it over. Original starting fives on the court for both teams. For Oskaloosa and head coach Jeremy Rockhold, Trenton Van Houten, Coy Perry, Josh Rowe, Nick Bradshaw, and Gunnar Rockhold. Here's a feed underneath. Little head fake that draws a foul. Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. Head coach Caleb Gantzmeyer has Flint Seymour out there. And it's Flint coming to the line. Also, he's got Damian Cervantes, Colin Kearney, Zach Evans, and Hayden Kearney. Flint at the line. First shot is good. Makes it 43-20. Here's the thing. Around this sub-state, we have close games. I mean, three really close games. The second one crawls up and in, and he's got six. We've got three very, very close games. Horton leading. Riverside by three at halftime. Morehamite Academy up by one at halftime. JCN leading by one at halftime. And then there's this 20-pointer at intermission. Right now it's 22. For a minute into the second half, Oskaloosa with a basketball off the block. No rebound. It's going to be saved by the Bears. They'll go right side. Van Houten's three. Knocks it down. Trenton. And it's 44-23. Back up the floor, Hayden Kearney. Little seesaw dribble. Skips it over to the left side. Yeah, this upcoming schedule is just jam-packed with goodness. Tomorrow night, we're going to have the Benedictine Lady Ravens up in the Nolan Gym. 7 o'clock ballgame, hosting Mount Mercy. Shot blocked out of bounds. And in Flint Seymour's hands, Brody Wright got a hand on that for Oskaloosa. Now the Bears are going to take Bradshaw out of the game and rotate Richie Rockhold back in. So tomorrow night, Benedictine. Thursday night, we're going to be back in JCN for the girls' semifinals. Friday night, JCN, the boys' semifinals. And Saturday, the Lady Ravens win. We're going to have a triple header. Benedictine women in the afternoon. And then the 2A championships games out of the sub-state Saturday evening. Shot up by Oski. No. Rebound. Here comes Valley Falls leading it by 21. 6 minutes to go in the third. Bears drive in, pull up, jump shot, and there's a foul. Two free throws coming the way of Hayden Kearney. Hayden at 9 points now, looking to get a double-figure scoring. 5:57 to play, third quarter. Second foul tonight for Oskaloosa's Brody Wright, and there is the first missed free throw of the evening. Valley Falls hit their first seven. One more shot coming up for Hayden, and right there, perfect. 10 points, Hayden Kearney. 45-23. Valley Falls drops back on defense, and you would not think they're leading by 22. Here's a shot up missing, and the rebound coming down to the Dragons. When they play in defense, and as hard as they play, and as inspired as they continue to be out of the floor, you think that it was another one of these 2-point or 2-point games. Shot from the top, and there's a three. Colin Kearney with a dozen. 48-23. 25-point lead. Here's a runner. In and up and good. Coy Perry. Now we're going to have a warning. Yeah. See, we saw this last night. And we're going to see it again tonight. The delay warning by this official. Same cat called the same play last night. 5:15 to go. So when the shot goes up and through and you catch the ball and you just kind of set it down on the floor. Here's a quick three off the rim. Rebound. Cleared down by Oskaloosa. Gunnar Rockhold sweeps down the board. We're inside. Time to go in the third quarter. It's a 48-25. Valley Falls lead. They'll dish it left. Backing away with the basketball. And not a lot of room in there for Richie. Kicks it back over to the right to Perry. Coy takes it down to the side of the lane. It's knocked away from behind. Picked back up. Here comes Hayden Kearney. He'll weave his way into the forecourt. One hand push pass across the court. Driving in is going to be Zach. Falling away. Shoots it. Won't go in. I thought for a minute it was coming off the backboard and in. It does not, but he is fouled. And he is going to come to the free throw line. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. It'll be the second foul of the ball game by Coy Perry. It will be the third quarter foul by Oskaloosa. And Valley Falls has no third quarter fouls, but they do have another good free throw. Zach Evans, 16, or rather 15 now, looking for one more. 49-25. 4:32 to go. That one is good. 50-25. And again, a 25-point lead. And Zach is now at 16 points to lead all scorers. Over to the free throw line with it. Bears dump it over to the left edge. Van Houten goes long. Gets it from the outside. Deep on the left wing. And that's 11 for Trenton. 50-28. Just over 4 to go. Here's the long shot. Batted around, missed, and stolen. Down the floor. Up and strip and a foul. Hayden says, you know what? I'd rather pick up my first foul of the night and our first foul of the third quarter than let you have that breakaway, easy transition layup. So Oskaloosa will put Trent Van Houten at the free throw line. Trenton having a really good game. Again, 11 points, leads his team in scoring. Free throw's perfect. His first free throw of the night. Bears are going to get Josh Rowe back into the game. One more free throw for Trenton Van Houten. Here's just taking just a moment, getting everything lined up. Here we go. This one, yeah, he'll get a vote. 50-30. So, Oskaloosa back to within 20, inside 4 to go. And quarter number 3, just above the free throw line, Colin Kearney. He looks over to the left, not any room. Back into the middle, a little look away pass out on top. Now the ball's feeling a little comfortable now. He's kind of moving the ball a little briskly, kind of. I don't know, you can see, kind of feeling it, kind of enjoying that 20-point lead, playing very loose now, and when teams do that, they get just better and usually more dangerous. The move into the lane, the look-away pass across is up, and the bucket is good. Cervantes, nice job inside. It is now 52-30. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa straight away from the top. Losing the ball, picked up. Here comes Damian. Left side, in, up, gets fouled, coming to the line. And similar to the play a little bit ago, on the other end of the floor, this time Richie Rockhold says, you know what, I cannot give you that uncontested layup. He'll pick up his first foul. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the third quarter, 52-30. Little right-hand dribble, little spring in the knee, and the free throw kicked out. Damian Cervantes. Here's the thing about Damian. Hayden Kearney's a senior. Zach Evans is a senior. Colin Kearney's a senior. Flint Seymour's a senior. But Damian, a freshman out there for Coach Gansmeyer. Gotta be a pretty special player. Second free throw coming up a little bit off, and here comes Oskaloosa. And he's gonna step on the sideline. Bears will give it back. 2:57 to go in the third quarter. So you gotta be a pretty special player to start for a good team like the Valley Falls team is. Going to pick up their 14th win here tonight. Up floor with it with the left-hand dribble is going to be Hayden Kearney. Feeds to the free throw line. Flint's team over with his back to the rim. Kicks it back to Hayden, who goes baseline, goes off the window, and puts it in. A dozen for Hayden Kearney. 54-30 at 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Driving all the way across the baseline. And Richie Rocco will swing it to the left edge. And as he looks down the floor, Trent Van Houten realizes he's got a toe on the line. Going to come back to Valley Falls. Crowd taking in the game, kind of enjoying it. Certainly Valley Falls crowd is, but not making as much racket now as their team is so entrenched in this 20-plus point lead. They have not led by less than 20 for a very long time. And now the ball's going to be dislodged on the left side, and some of the guys scrambling for it. No foul call. They're going to say it's going to go out of bounds off Oskaloosa. And Cervantes will do the inbound. It comes in left side. A little skip pass in the lane. It's going to be knocked away. Picked up. Oskaloosa up the court. They'll go left side to Gunner. He'll drive into the lane and pick up the offensive foul. Gunner Rocco. Rocco with a little glance over his shoulder at the official. Not really excited about having that player control foul called against him. It's going to be his third and the fifth third quarter foul by Oskaloosa. Valley Falls only has committed one foul in this quarter. And we're now inside 2 minutes to play in the third. Dragons around to the left side, over to the edge, and the lob down low. And that was a good bit of defense by Gunner. Here was a plan. Okay, Zach Evans was going to lob it down just to the left of the rim to Colin Kearney, but Gunner kind of got it tangled up. Colin couldn't break to the basketball, and nobody touches it as it goes out of bounds. And now up the floor, Oskaloosa gets the shot away, but it won't fall. Damian coming up the court with it. He'll go into the lane, puts up an off-balance one-handed shot, and it certainly, as it has all night for Valley Falls, it goes in. Damian Cervantes with 10. 56-30. Now the largest lead of the game for Valley Falls is they are up 26, and we got a minute 20 to go in the quarter. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. It's on the floor for the Dragons. Oskaloosa puts it in just to the left side, on down to the baseline, just to the left side of the lane. Coming into the game for Valley Falls, we're going to get Brody Burge. Brody's another one of the freshmen for Coach Gadsmeyer. Here's a three-point shot. Oskaloosa, nope. Cervantes up the court. 70 seconds to go. Three-point shot. Wow! Hayden Kearney got 59-30. And we're going to have an Oskaloosa timeout. Joseph, what do you say? Let's take a little breather, shall we? With only a minute four to go in the third quarter. Timeout of the court. The Dragon, 59-30.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, Paul is going to be coming in play for Oskaloosa between their bench and the scorer's table across the way. My perch here in Valley Falls, always one of the best in high school basketball, high atop the stands on the east side of the gym. Here's a baseline three, no, and the long rebound. They're going to say it goes up and over the backboard. I don't know that it did that, but yeah, it missed the backboard. It went above it, but it never touched it. But I think it doesn't really matter much with 50 to go in the third quarter, but 30-point game. Here we go back out on top. Driving in, stopping, thinking about the shot. No, going to go out on top. Cervantes is Valley. Has the basketball. I'm going to run a little offense now. No reason to be in any hurry to get a shot away. And we're going to get a reach in and an Oskaloosa foul. And, of course, as they are now in the bonus, it'll be the Dragons coming to the free throw line. Hayden Kearney's going to stride up there for a pair of shots. free throw. Yep. Hayden having quite a night here. Hayden Kearney and Zach Evans are now at 16 apiece. 35 seconds. Maybe the only mystery left in the night is who's going to end up with the higher score. Second free throw is good. As Hayden is going to hit a both, and now he's got 17. Bears down the floor. Drive, shoot. Oh, a pretty little play. Changing hands. Trenton Van Houten. He's having a nice game at 15 points. He's right in the hunt for a high scoring tonight. Van Houten. It's 61-32. And this will be the final possession of the third quarter. Here's Valley Falls. Driving down. Running shot. It's going to be up and good. Hayden Kearney. And Poskos is going to score. They're going to have to hurry. A long, long shot at the buzzer. Won't drop. And we've come to the end of three. Hope you're loving the game tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. We're through three quarters in Valley Falls. Dragon 63, Oskaloosa 32.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Well, for Valley Falls, all of the damage is done by the starters. If you didn't start, you haven't scored tonight. But those starters have put together a lot of points. Four of them in double figures. Hayden Kearney, 19. Zach Evans, 16. Colin Kearney, 12. Damian Cervantes, 10. Flint Seymour with a half a dozen. For Oskaloosa, right in that high-scoring hunt, Trenton Van Houten with 15. Here we go to the fourth quarter, 63-32. Valley Falls in front, Oskaloosa with the ball. They'll drive down and 8 seconds into the quarter, and we're going to have our first foul of the fourth. I like that. I don't know about y'all. Free throw. Getting ready to go. It is up. Nicely done. That is Tanner Haynes in the game for Oskaloosa. Valley Falls rotating out some of the guys. One more free throw coming up for Tanner. And it won't quite roll in. Rebound tipped out. Cervantes will haul it down. Valley Falls up forward of basketball. Out on top, it's going to be Hayden Kearney. Mentioned some subs coming in. That's going to be Grayson Miller in the game. So Coach Gatzmeyer going to let some of the young guys get a little valuable. This is not just regular game time. I mean, it's different somehow when you're talking postseason. 13-footer up and a little short, and Oskaloosa boards it down. Here comes Tanner Haynes. The feed, right block, shot. Whoa, ball. And here comes, back the other way, Valley Falls. Top side of the basketball is going to be Hayden Kearney. 6.5 to go in the game. Got a clock running here. Shot goes up. Now that's over the backboard. Yeah, I'm down with that. 63-33. As that shot hits the rim, caroms over the top. After three quarters, Horton leads Riverside 35-26. So Horton in a pretty good spot to advance. On the guys' side of this Class 2A substate, the pass in the middle for Oskaloosa, but we're going to have, I think, a Valley Falls foul as Coach Rockhold is going to bring in a five-player substitution. First foul for Oskaloosa. And that foul is going to be on, well, I don't know. I didn't have a 33. Did I see a 33? I'm going to have to check that here in a second. Here's a quick runner for the baseline left. Bears off the mark, no good. We're going to go back down for Valley Falls. It's going to be Grady Smith. Grady will dish it over to the left side. Going to go deep into the corner. Pass comes off on top. Long three. Oh, what a shot! None better than the young guys getting a chance to drop one in from outside, and that's going to be Brayson Miller with his first bucket of the game. And it's 66-33. Here's a shot. Bears, nope. Rebound. Valley Falls. 4:40 left. Dragons left. Into the corner. Little shake and bake. Goes underneath. Kicks the ball loose, and it's going to escape. And Oskaloosa goes the other way. Left-handed layup, no. Offensive board followed up. We're going to have a Valley Falls foul. For Valley Falls, it's going to be on Grady Smith. Grady picking up his first foul tonight, and it'll be the third fourth quarter foul for the Dragons. And again, you're going to get some of those fourth quarter fouls. You got a lot of young guys out there getting some valuable playing time. Got Lucas Bernasek out there. So you got Lucas out there. You've got Grady Smith on the floor. I've got Brayson Miller and Brody Bird. And they're going to round it out with Grant Meyer. So if you're not a freshman or sophomore, you are not out there. Now another young guy going to check into the game. And that's going to round it out as you're going to get Brady Nellis coming in. So Coach Gatzmeyer's gotten everybody on the bench in, and we're down inside 4 minutes to play in the game. 66-33 Valley Falls. So what's this mean? You're saying, well, no, what's going to be next? Well, what's going to be next is you're going to have Valley Falls advancing, and they are going to be playing the winner of the Horton Riverside game. And you've got Horton leading it by 9 after three quarters, 35-26. Here's a little turnaround shot. Nope. Rebound, Valley. Grady Smith comes down with the board, and here we go. Into the forecourt and crossing the timeline. Oskaloosa's Ashton Clabb. It'll reach in and pick up a foul. We're 2:40 left now. Final game of the year in the gym right here. And a very nice crowd watching it, taking it in. Oskaloosa fans, gotta love this team. They're young, getting better, playing a Valley Falls team that is at the top of their game right now. They're just playing extremely well. And I'm gonna tell you what, when you get to Jefferson County North and these Final Four boys teams, it's wide open. There's absolutely, I've seen them all multiple times this year, every one of them's got a shot at this sub-state. It's pretty good. Here's a feed into the right side. Valley in the lane. Little hook shot. Oh, it rolls off the back. Won't go. Inside 2 minutes of play in the game. Here comes Oski. Left side. Baseline three. No. Big guy underneath. Can't control down the ball. And it's going to be taken away by the Dragons with a minute and a half to go. Valley up the floor. Down the right side. It's going to be Brayson Miller. Skip pass into the lane. Slapped away. Loose on the floor. Rescued on the near side. Little work to the left. Little cut to the right. And on top of it, that's Bernasek. Lucas kicks it right. Three off the window. No good. And the long rebound cleared away by Oskaloosa. 75 seconds to go in the season. Oski will have it over to the left side. Here's the three. Won't fall. And a rebound. That shot was just a little flat. And as it hit the back side of the rim, long rebound. Here come the Dragons. Off on top. Little head fake going in. Underhand shot. And can't get it to fall. Good effort by Grady Smith, but it wouldn't go in the last minute now. Here's the three on the other end. Uh-uh. Push back up and in and good. For Oskaloosa, Hunter Miller. It is 66-35. We got a half a minute left in this one. Joseph. Clock rolling here in the fourth quarter. Little head fake. Pass comes down on top. Intercepted. Oskaloosa coming up with a steal. Coming up the floor. Now it's going to be batted away, and the Dragons steal it back. Now it's on the floor. Oskaloosa gets it back. And the shot falling away. It's up. Did he get it? Are they going to count that bucket, or are we going to stop that clock? Count the bucket. And coming to the free throw line for Oskaloosa is going to be Derek Harvey. The shot is good. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Valley Falls 66. Oskaloosa 38. And we'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
We'll be here in Valley Falls, Kansas, where tonight it was absolutely all Dragons. Jumped out to a 14-point lead at the end of a quarter of 20. At halftime, up 30-plus at the end of three quarters, winning it tonight 66-38. For Oskaloosa, great game for Trenton Van Houten. He got a double-figure scoring with 15, and we saw, what, 9 Bears in the scoring column. Gunnar Rockhold had 6 tonight, 3 for both Coy Perry and Derek Harvey. 2 each for Nick Bradshaw, Richie Rockhold, Ashton Glavin, and Hunter Miller, and Tanner Haynes knocking in 1. For Valley Falls, man oh man, Hayden Kearney, 19, Zach Evans, 16, Colin Kearney, a dozen and 10 for Damian Cervantes, Flint Seymour with 6, and the only non-starter to score was the only 3 points in the fourth quarter scored by Valley Falls, and they were a 3-point shot by Brayson Miller. Let's give Hayden, I mean, why wouldn't you, right? It was a great battle all the way down to the end, and it is going to be the Union State Bank player of the game tonight, Hayden Kearney, the junior, with 19 points, helping to propel his team to their 14th win of the season. And the number 3 seed at 14-6 is going to move on in the Class 2A substate, and we will have their game that will be coming up Friday night here on CARE Radio. And Valley Falls is going to meet the winner of the Horton-Wampina Riverside game. And at last check, it was Horton in front with 50 seconds to go in Winchester. You've got the Chargers leading Care Paravel by 9. So they're in a pretty good spot to advance as well. We'll be keeping up to speed on finals from all of the games going on around the area. Tomorrow night, Lady Ravens coming to you from the Nolan, 7 o'clock ball game. Benedictine women hosting Mount Mercy. It'll be round 1 of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament. Looking forward to bringing that to you here on Care Radio Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, all back in Winchester with this Class 2A substate. And maybe the Lady Ravens can come up with a nice win tomorrow night. We're going to have 3 on Saturday. We'll have the Benedictine ladies also. That all said, We're going to get out of here and leave you with Joseph. Final score once again. Valley Falls 66. Oskaloosa 38. Tim, we'll greet you tomorrow. For our man Joseph in the studio, well done, sir. Tom Cavs here in Valley. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.